We're talking about the same day. The same day they fought Midian and they took the pots in the afternoon. So if they would know that a guy cooked up his pork in the morning and now the Jew cannot wait till tomorrow but he wants to cook up his cholent today, so if so, he has to make a hefshir. That's the case. We're talking about it's a gedera bas yoima. Rashi says, Shebishub ad kichavim hayoim, today. Abu Bishub esmoil, but if he cooked it yesterday, Rashi says, Kvar hifkigba taimoy velino laila. By staying over one night, that makes up a gam. Vishuv kishapoltoi betavshu, when it comes out the next day and the next food, achar eino yelul of gam. So Deek and Rashi learns you do not need 24 hours, it's enough just overnight. As long as the pot stayed overnight, any taste in the pot when it comes out tomorrow is automatically lufgam. That's what Tosfos speaks out here first. Kuntris that the lina lila pagemis v'leibina mi'es leis v'chein pirshe ben atam the lina's lila pagemis kilo hoye derech v'yemeim kadmon levasha b'lila. That was the minig was they did not cook at night time. Like the Gemara in Bracha says that v'zmanim shekvu l'kriyashma v'zman shchiva v'kane v'aniyah mecholodom. That man Krishma, the time ready people go to sleep. Mashmud used to eat before night. So when it comes nighttime, it wasn't the derech to cook at nighttime. That's why the Gemara always says, Stam Kalim are in the Bnei Yomim. But you wake up the next morning, most probably they did not cook overnight, and therefore by the next morning, it's called the Tam Lufgam. There is another sheet in Tosfos, it's not like that, but all you have to have mace late. I mean, it can't be used for the last 24 hours. That makes a Tam Lufgam. But less than 24 hours, the tam that comes out is still l'shvach. But that's the Gemara's answer. According to this man, the yom, if tam l'shgam is muta, when the Torah says the parsha of Kli Midyon, you need a hechsher, you have to make hagola before you use the pot, it's talking about b'nei yomim, using the same day the pot that goyim cooked with. Now the Gemara says, ohol mikan v'yelich l'shtori, if so, true, so then, wait a day. Like even Mizman is there now. Why do we have a go halacha to make hechsher kelim? Just wait a day. Look, we're after the day, then it should be mutter. So Gemara says, no, that's gzeira. Midrabbanan is gzeira here that kedera shein bas yoima mishum kedera bas yoima. Rabbanan made gzeira that you're not supposed to use lechatchila a pot, even though it's a day old already, and even though midirais to the time that comes out it's mutter. The Rabbanan said, do not use such a pot. Because we're medic zera, if you come to use a pot that's ain't a b'nei yoima, you may come to use a pot that's b'nei yoima. And this is very much in the house. A flesh big a pot, a milk big a pot. As midiraisa, if you have a pot you use for milchiks, and you didn't use it for the last 24 hours, you'll be allowed to cook up meat in it right now. Because the tam that comes out is lufgam. So midiraisa will be muta. But midrabbanan though it's also. Midrabbanan is zera on a kli that's a day old, we're afraid if you use it, change around milchiks and fleshiks, maybe you come to change it around the same day, and that will be awesome midiraisa. Therefore, midiraisa, it's awesome. But b'dieved though, the food is mutter. If b'dieved you took out a milchadika pot that was not used for the last 24 hours, and you cooked up some meat, b'dieved we hold after you cooked it up, the meat is mutter, the meat you're allowed to eat. Just the pot needs heksher. Because the pot here reused it, it's like l'chadchila, that we held ainu b'nei yom is also awesome, so you have to make hagolah. That's the gzera sheina or gzera kedera sheina bas yoima mishum kedera bas yoima. V'iduch, what does the other man the yoma do? That he says noisim tam lufgam is zosa. What does he do? Where is learning it out from? He holds that we had before this swear was kedera bas yoima nami mifkam pogba. He holds that even the kedera, even 1 hour old, still it gives off bad taste. He learns out by Kli Midyon, the terrorist said that if the Jews wanted to use the tray for the kapats, they have to first make Hagolah, first make Hechsher. The question is why? If they use reusing the pot a second time later, the time of the pork, when it comes out though into your food, it's going to taste bad. So what does the terrorist say? It's also, that's his proof that Midiraisa, Tam Lufgam is also. That's the Machlekes. If during the first day, the taste that comes out of the pot into your food, is it at least a little bit lufgam? Or it could be said on a chalikas of mitzias. They both agree it gives off a drop there of a taste. The question is, this drop is considered like a real pagam? To learn out from it, every pagam still it's also. The other one says, no, true, it's pagam a mixas, a small, but that small amount of difference of taste doesn't make a difference. That's not really called pagam. But after a night or after 24 hours, where the taste really tastes bad, then we say it's mutter. And we pask in Noisin Dal Novgam is Muta. Yeah. Now, Romile Rav Amrim L'Rasheshes. He asked the question. Tanan, we learned to Ben Kochim, Hashvudim V'yask, we learned here, I mean, Hashvudim V'yaskaloyis M'lavnim Bor. Says by Yos, if you have the spit, or the grates that you use over the fire itself, so the hechsher is M'lavnim Bor, you have to make them red hot, like we'll soon see, sparks come off from them. The question is, I've what's Tanan, we learned by Kochim, we learned the Gemara Zvochim, V'yatnan Gabi Kochim, Hashvud V'yasachlo Magilin V'chamin. And if you have this shvud that they roast up the korban chattas with, or you roast up a korban shlomim with, and then you want to make it hechsher, all you have to do is just magil and make hagola. It's enough to put it into boiling hot water. So it says that by kochim, the shvud, the spit, and the grates, it's enough just to make put it into boiling hot water. And by us, the Mishnah says, when you buy off a guy these spits or these grates, you have to make libun. You have to get them red hot, that the sparks will come off from them. So according to Sira, what type of a hechsher do we need by spits?
Both were used.
Oh. One was used by Goyim Trefus and one was used by Kutcher in the Beis Hamikdash. The question about the Beis Hamikdash is that when you roast your chattas today, so the time that goes inside by tomorrow becomes nicer. It becomes usher to use it. So the question is that when you want to make a hechsher on it, why is it enough just hagola to put it in boiling hot water? You should have to have a libun. So in the morrow, Amalei Rav Amrin, Bray, he said to his son, Ma inyan kochim etzu gila dechavim. What does kochim have to do with gila dechavim, with treifus? Hocha hetera bolo. The svara by kochim is, when you first put the korban chattas on the spit and start to roast it up, what time comes into the spit? Chattas is mutter, you gotta eat it then. It's only after it stays a day old that the time becomes nicer. Nice is if you leave the meat overnight, the next morning, it's nice, you can eat it. But when the tam comes into the pot, it's called tam leheter. Therefore, even though overnight it becomes nicer in the pot, it's less of an issa, and the hechsher is with hagola. That's the way some shittas hold by chometz and pesach also. A lot of shittas hold that chometz and pesach is called heter bolo. Because you have your chometz and kelim, the chometz went in erev pesach, before pesach. So when the tam chometz went into the pot, it was heter. There are some sheets to learn that the kuludika hechsher on Pesach you could use hagola. That's why the meister will make on Pesach most times that a libin kal is enough. You do not really need a libin chomer, it's enough a libin kal. Alright, we'll soon see. But that's the svar of a terabola. When the issa, when it first came in, it was heter, and it becomes issa when it's inside the kli, that's a less of an issa. And that's easier to get out. Agree. Right. You'll soon see. So this is the first test. We'll come out. This is going to be the Emesik Teretz source later on. And we're going to ask questions on it. But this is going to be the Maskana. So this is what he answered back and said, when the chattis goes into the kli, at that time it's not nicer yet. It's mutter. But when the guy cooked up in his pot the pork, isurabola. As soon as the time of the pork went into the pot, it's issa that went into the pot. Therefore, it's a strong issa. You could only remove it if you make a libud. Omar Rav, Rav said, what can I answer to this? But soif, ki kapolit, isura kapolit. But the next day, tomorrow, when you want to use these kachim dika spits, when the time comes out, it's nicer. What are you telling me? When it came in, it was mutter, so what? But when it comes out later, though, it was already nicer. So kura tam of isra is coming out. So the only way you can make a hechsher to get all the tam out is through libun. So what does it say here? Hagol was enough. Therefore, Omar Rav, Rav answered like this. My hagola nami shtifum rika. Know what it says by kochimir, by achatis, is enough hagola. It does not really mean to din hagola, to take out the tam. To take out the tam, you need to make it red hot. Here it's a new mitzvah, shtifum rika. You have to just wash it off and clean it. As a special example, it's a custom by kochim that you need a shtifum rika. So Amalei Abayi says back, what's going on? Midami. Mariko shtifa b'tzainin. There's a gzeras custom, even by a becha of kochim, even something cold, that you have to wash it off and rinse and dry it up. That's called Mariko Shtifa. That's the Gzeras HaKosev. As Rashi say here, the Gzeras HaKosev, Kasha Yazim Idom Ala Begid, the boy Kibbus, Mekodesh, some the Gzeras HaKosev. Someone says, no, that even with cold water. But Hagola Bechamin. It says there in the Mishnah by Kochin that what you have to do with it is make Hagola. Hagola is not a Shtifa. Hagola is boiling hot water. If it just means the din of shtifum rika, it would be enough with cold water. Yeah. But since it says hagola, it's mashma, that's the hechsher. That's the way you take out, remove the tam in the spit. Sechor is still a stira. Here it says you can remove it through hot water, and Bayas it says you need libun. Elo Amar Abaya, Yagad Olav Rieyo. This one comes and explains the other one, his friend. That Ton Ochel Libun Vuadin Lagola. That means you need both. It says now, Mishneh, you need libun, and I'll tell you the same thing, really, Agola also you need. And Ton Ochel Hagola Vuadin Libun. It says over there, Hagolan, Vuadin, you need libun. Could be in both places, you need both. That's the Havamina. I don't know what the Havamina is called. But you need both. Maybe you need Libun and Hagola. Omale Rav, Rav says back, that would be the Pshat in both cases. The Mishnah means you need both. And it's only explaining one here and one there. If so, Lisnayu Lekula Bechoda. It should have said both in one Mishnah. In one place it should have said, listen, by Kutchim or by Treifles, it should have said, when you want to make a Hechsher on the Kli of a spit, you first have to make Hagola, put it in boiling hot water, and then make a Libun. Say both one place. Then Velisni Chod Bidach. In the second Mishnah about Kutchim, they only say one. Idach Achriti. Velayma, then I can understand Yagad Olav Rieyu, that this one comes to explain that one. But the way you have is very shver. Like by Kutchim it says Hagola, and by Treifus it says Libun. It's not Mashmin need both. It's Mashmin saying two separate halachas. That there's a separate halacha by Gil of Kovim needs Libun, and by Kutchim it only needs Hagola. So the question why? Say Elo Amarova. Kodishim Hainu Tamayno, the reason of Kutchim is, Kederav Nachman Amar Rav Avrahua. The Yomar, he says like this, Kol Yoim V'Yoim Nase Gil L'Chaveroi. That every single day you keep on cooking up the same pot over and over again. So every single day it itself is machsher yesterday's kutchim. So what does that mean to say? Tainach is a good svar you're saying shlomim. By shlomim it's very good. Kivon l'shnei yomim misachli. Let's see. A shlomim you shech today, you're allowed to eat it today, tonight, and tomorrow you can eat it. So therefore you cook up the shlomim today. So what are you afraid now? The time that stays in the pot, if it stays too long, it becomes nisam. But if you cook up again tomorrow, the next shlom tomorrow. So today's time comes out of the pot. What goes back into the pot? The new time of today's shlomin. That does not become nisam till again the end of tomorrow. So every single day, since you keep on cooking up the pot of the new shlomin, you keep on making hechsher every day. So that's why you don't need a hechsher. But he says that's only good if you're cooking up shlomin. Shlomim you could eat today and tomorrow. So you cook up today's time, goes in, tomorrow comes out again, and there's no nicer, very good. But what, so therefore, Nishla Yamim, Misachle, Mekan made in a heavy nicer. You like cook it up a second time before the time of the pot becomes nicer. Then it's very good. Okay, heavy Gil. Therefore, the second time you cook up tomorrow, that's like Gil, it like takes out the time of the pot. Right. Rashi Loshin of Gil, Rashi says always, Rashi says, Shang Loshin, Mashma Shekoifin Lahakia Hakli Mashabolo. You're like forcing the Kli to spit up, vomit out what it has inside it. That's called Hagolo. You're like getting out what's inside the pot. There's Tam, Trefus inside the pot. You're like forcing it to spit it out, to vomit it up. That's Hagolo. So here, if you cook it up one day, it takes out yesterday's Tam. So by Shlomim, it's very good. El Chatis, but let's say today you cooked up a Korban Chatis. A chatis is only nechal liyoy nechad v'layla. You can eat it today and tonight. But tomorrow, by tomorrow morning, you're ready, it's nicer. So if you cook up chatis today, if you want to cook it up again tomorrow, the same pot that's used for chatis tomorrow, it's already nicer. By tomorrow morning, today's chatis becomes nicer. So when you cook it up tomorrow, it should be kasha. The nicer is going to go into the chatis and make the chatis also. El chatis, Kivon de liyoyim v'layla misachli. You don't eat a chatis for one day and one night. If so, kimavashu boidno. When you cook your chatis up today, have a nisa. By tomorrow morning, the time is going to come into nisa. If so, behold the mavashu bolamacha. When you cook tomorrow, let it be oishlam my chatis. Whatever you cook tomorrow, but kapolat nisa. The chatis didno. The pot is going to spit out the time of nisa of today's chatis. Since so, you have to have a good hechsher. You can't just rely on the cooking of tomorrow. The cooking of tomorrow would just take out the time of Nisan and put it into the second kachim. So you should need a good hechsher. So it's a question. Why is it enough Hagola? You have to have Libun. So our answer is, didn't the chatas shlom l'machom. Amri, I'll answer you. Leitzricha d'chi mevashto bo chatas idno, hoda mevashu bo idno shlomim. I tell you, they always did like this. When they cooked up chatas in the morning, they made sure by the end of the day, they ended off that pot using it with the shlomim. That's the way they were knowing. They always made sure the last thing to be used in this pot was shlomim. The Idna of the Shlomim, come to the Chavis Lamochor, Shlomim, the Esmoel, Vad Yadodi Kasholim Zimnayu, for Hodim of Ashla Shlomim the Lamochor. So they always makbit to make sure they always cook Shlomim afterwards. It was always the last thing cooked in the pot with Shlomim, and tomorrow also they cook Shlomim, so therefore the time that comes out, in the pot it never became nicer. Before the time of the pot becomes nicer, it already comes out.
It doesn't have to continue to cook Shlomim.
The next day, yeah. Well, you want to make sure. Well, every day you have to have Shlomim there.
You don't have to. I'm saying,
if you want to sell, let's say, that pot. What's going on here? If that's the way they use it, so you don't need Hagola either. You don't need a Heksha. It never becomes nicer. According to our Eitzah right now, it never becomes nicer. Every single day you cook up Shlomim, one, two, so it never became nicer. Here the Mishnah says, Hashvudim Shakotchim, you need Hagol, you need a Hechsher. So that can't be the Pshat. If that would be the Pshat, that every time you're cooking up Shlomim, then you don't need a Hechsher at all. And here it says you need Hagola. So Mar says, Kashi, that's a good question on this Pshat. Rav Papi Omar, Hai Korid, Hai Loikorid. I'll answer you like this. The difference between Kotchim and Treifus. Kotchim that they cook up every single day, they use it a lot. It never gets hard on the bottom. The treifus like never gets gelled, gets hard there. Therefore, it's easy to come out. Mashenka and by the plates, the pots of goyim, they don't cook that much. Therefore, it stays in the bottom and it gets hard there and it goes into the pot. Korid means harder to get out. So that's the answer. Kotchim is easier to be machsher because you're always using it. Ravashi Yomano Lyon Kadamoda Mikora. Given back to the first heretz, we said that Hocho Heterebolo. Kotchim is different. At the time when the Issa, the Tam or the Chattis first came into the pot, that Chattis was Mutter. A Kohen's lot eat it. Later it first becomes Noiser. Hocho over here by a pot cooked with pork, Issurebolo. As soon as the pork went into the pot, it was Issa. So therefore there's a difference. I, the Kakashulach, he had a question. Did Ibn the Kapolat, Issura Kapolat, what do I care at the time when it came in? Let's look at the time when it goes out. Later, when you're cooking it, now Lamaisa, the time of Chattis, already became Noiser. And tomorrow, when you cook up this pot, time of Noiser is coming out. That was your question. Look at the time when it comes out. I'll tell you no. Bidna the Kapolit, Laisil Isura Bienai. There's still a Svara. That tomorrow, when the time comes out, the Chattis is not here anymore. It's only time. So time by itself is a Shvach, is a Kal thing. So it's only Yosa if when the Tam went into the pot, it was Issa, that stays strong, it'll come out be Issa also. But when the Tam alone went in the Heter, even though tomorrow when it comes out, it's Issa ready, but since the Guf Issa, the Chat is not here anymore, you only have this Din of Tam. Tam is simple, it's not such a strong Issa. Here there's a Svara Heterebola. That since it came in the Heter, it's much easier to get it out. Therefore, all you have to have is just Hagola. You make Hagola, you can be Machsherit. And Mashenkein, by our Mishnah of Avodah Zorah, by Goy, since the Treifus, the Issa, went in, that's a more Chomadic, a strict Issa, then you need the Lipo to take out.
Right.
Well, by Chomitz is a Machloikis. It's a Machloikis. Some want to tell you that Chomitz is different. That Chomitz, even today, Nogayat the Pesach is called Issa. That's the Chimit. Chattis Nogayat today is Mut if anybody can eat Chattis. I mean, the Kohen can eat Chattis today. Noiser is not in the world yet. Noiser is only when this Chattis is left overnight, so tomorrow then it becomes Noiser. Some of you, I think Ramban says that by Chometz though, like today, right now, this is called Issa for Pesach. We know this Chometz is us, it's not going to change. Nothing has to happen to it. You only don't have the day of Pesach here. So maybe there it's worse. The other sheet, there is no Lamaisa, since you're allowed to eat Chometz today, today it's called Heterebola. So that's a machlokes about Chometz. Oh, let's go. V'yad kama malavin. How much you have to make libun? The same the Mishnah says, this spit, you have to make it red hot. What's called red hot? Omer rav mana yachit hashir kliposoi. Mashma, the outer coating, the outer skin of it, the outer shell of it, has to come off. Another lashon laloch is brought down is that sparks come off. It has to be that red hot, as if the outer shell of it is coming off. The outer klipa comes off. It has to be mamash real red hot. That's called real libun. That there's a cooler by Pesach, enough to have libun kal, that's if it gets hot enough that if you put a tissue on it, the tissue would start to burn up. That's less of a shear, but there will make a on taste like what's basically hold, it's heterebola. But on real issa, it has to be real red hot that mamish, the outside of it, the klipa comes off, or else their sparks come off from it. Now, the ketzed magilun, how do you make hagola? Omer Afuna, Yerba Katana, take a small pot, but Turk Yerba Gadela. In the middle, in a big pot. So let's cook up a big pot of boiling hot water, and then take your tray for a small pot and put it inside it. What's going to be though, Yerba Gadela? Let's say you have a big urn. Mamash, a 50 gallon urn that you can't put into another pot. So how do you make a hechsher on a big urn? So Toshima, see who Duda, there was a big urn. Deve be Rav Ukva, that Rav Ukva had it. So he did like this. Ahadele gedafno, he put some dough, the gedafno delisha pume. He put around the rim, underneath.